This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Last week, the National Football League, America's jumbled cultural symbol of national unity, testosterone, violence, misogyny, money, cheating, loyalty, team spirit, celebrity ego, eloquence, and profanity, experienced some gas pains. It is apparently clear to the league that Super Bowl champion MVP quarterback Tom Brady ordered that his footballs be deflated to below the regulation pressure to improve his grip in last year's playoff game against the Indianapolis Colts. Because Brady's balls were too soft, the league is inclined to play hardball and suspend the star, fine the team, and then go back to printing money, which is what the NFL mostly does, since nothing apparently can diminish American enthusiasm for football. Americans will even watch a three-day stretched-out NFL draft that is about as exciting as reading a telephone book in Latin. What's a telephone book, you say? What's Latin, you ask? Which is exactly how some Patriots fans are just shrugging this whole thing off.
It's not 100%, you know, that he did it. They say he could have, he couldn't have. You know? It could have been anything.
I don't believe that they did anything wrong, nor do I believe that Tom Brady did. He's a stand-up guy. All the guys on the team seem that way, from the coach to the owner to the rest of them. They're just awesome.
Awesome, and, you know, we'll never, ever really know. Those voices courtesy of our partner WGBH in Boston. And here's Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski's response, courtesy, it sounds like, of the World Wrestling Federation.
They're worried about a story for the deflate gate. You know, these sure aren't deflating. These are only inflating, so get ready, because I'm going to be ready.
If you haven't seen that video, and in case you're worried, Mr. Gronkowski is showing off his biceps there. A few people's balloon got popped here. Steve Buckley, columnist from the Boston Herald, talking to WGBH's Emily Rooney, can't get the tarnish off his football idols.
If the two gentlemen in question were to come forward and completely say this was a rogue activity, they acted on their own, I have a hard time saying this. I'm grasping for some measure of solace for Tom Brady. But if they could come forward and say, well, he always said he wanted the footballs at this, so we took it upon ourselves and maybe we overdid it, and poor Tom has no knowledge of this.
Right. And then there were others who matched the NFL's legendary self-righteousness with some of their own. Here's Boston TV and radio personality John Keller.
A sport replete with cheating. Every time a penalty flag is thrown, it's cheating that's been caught. Tripping, grabbing, clutching. Imagine what goes on at the bottom of those scrums when there's a loose ball. And half the time, they get away with it. So please, ease off on the over-the-top self-righteousness. That's all I'm asking for.
What does it say, all these charges coming after the Super Bowl? What's the NFL to do? Do you suspend Tom Brady so he can stay home with his supermodel wife? That will show him. Patriots coach Bill Belichick, what do you do to him? Fine him, and he won't be able to afford that fancy wardrobe of hooded sweatshirts, white socks, and sneakers? What could the NFL do? Make Brady play with Nerf balls? Force Belichick to wear a suit on the sidelines and speak in complete sentences? Some of our listeners are hoping for something that will sting.
Steve calling from New York City. I'm hoping that the Deflategate will definitely ruin his legacy. Brady and Coach Cheater have been getting away with some type of dishonest mayhem for years.
Hi, this is Lama from New York City. Doesn't everything on the Brady and Patriots victory list have an asterisk next to it now? And I'm a former Pats fan.
This is Kevin from Dedham, Massachusetts. And it will make a difference in a lot of people's minds, tarnish their image. But it really shouldn't.
Right, Kevin. It's a little like all the speculation about declining ratings for football. I hate to burst your balloon, but it's not going to happen.